The information presented in this podcast is not intended for the treatment or prevention of disease or any medical condition, nor is a substitute for medical advice. The information contained herein in this podcast reflects only the opinion of the author and presenter and is in no way considered required practice.
Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
Motivation and Muscle, streaming radio 24/7. Today is the 5th of April, 2017, believe it or not. It's all here. Go out to FiorelloBarbellCo.com. Check out our three brand new products. The Winner's Circle, that's all audio that I did with some of my favorite movements, how to do them. There's 12 of them. Let me put it this way. If you like high shrugs or never heard of them, dips, pullovers, thick bar work, sandbag, it's all there. And if you sign up now, obviously you're going to get the 13th audio, which is called The Stewards of Strength, which you hear me talk about, and it's all just audio talking about that. And basically we call ourselves the guards. We are at the door. We are the guards. Check all that out. The number two product, which really doesn't have a product, well, it is a product, but it does not have any type of pricing, is called Teacher, Student in Progress. And basically anything that's going on with you, we will sit down with you. We will either talk to you by phone or Skype. We will work out a program, a pricing, and we will go from there. And the great thing about all three of these products, we have the best people in the industry that have joined up with me to do this. We have Dori Peterson, who they call her the Rebel Nurse, and she is a nurse, and she's a nutritionist, and she trains. So she's got every facet of that part. We got Steven Santangelo, if anybody knows him. He's an organic farmer in Kentucky, and the guy is a brain. Let me tell you, he's taught me so much stuff. He's got exceptional products out there. He has joined us. Dr. Jeffrey Smith, who's a medical doctor from Arizona, who is a gentleman that I took from a dead stop parallel squat of 150 pounds to 305 in 1 year, and we are working on right now a 405 for the end of September this year. Pretty amazing stuff, and Jeffrey is the typical guy that the media will tell you can't do it anymore. He's 45, 184 pounds when he did it. He's brutal, absolutely brutal. Also, too, we got Kelly Johnson, too. Kelly and I work together quite a bit now. She does a lot of the graphics for M&M and FBC, and now I'm training her. She's been a dead stop squatter. And she's all of about 107 pounds at 5'2", and that girl can move stuff. Well, we're going to have her moving by the end of August, a 315-pound dead stop squat. So we are working diligently on that. So she is with us. Also, too, we have Dr. Dale Dugas. You want a guy, I'm waiting tomorrow. Everything's supposed to come. Not only martial arts, acupuncture, and different Chinese herbs topically, stuff that you can put in the bath water. He works with athletes like crazy. He's very good friends with Matt Fury, who everyone knows. And we're going to have a big announcement on Matt Fury shortly, too. He came through David Whitley, the Iron Tamer, just exceptional people. So they've all joined this program. And then last but not least, there's Etched in Stone. This is the marquee program. This is an 8-week program. It's not cheap. But let me tell you, I can tell you right from Dennis what this has done. And I've done this stuff for years. Sandbags, stones, and outdoors, and it's something every male, female, and child has in them. It's that primal gene that's there that probably has been buried through decades, but I'm telling you right now, we pull that out of you, and there's not going to be any more of this weak link, this feeling inadequate, this lack of confidence, this barely being able to get off a couch, bend over and tie your shoes, et cetera, et cetera. We are producing manliness here again. And William Wong, Dr. Wong here, as everyone knows, is going to be so involved with Etched, especially with bringing back manliness. And everyone knows that not only is he the best naturopath doctor in the world, in my opinion, but he is anti-aging to the max. And between he, I, and everybody else, welcome to all three. I'm telling you right now, you will see results like nobody else's. So check all that out. Also, go out to motivationandmuscle.com/category/podcast. We got a good friend, Jason Gregory, on with us today, and we'll bring Jason in shortly. Go out and just look at the shows I've done with Jason. We're close to 700. We've got more material than anybody else out there. I don't care how long they've been up. Maybe they got more shows, and they'll say, well, I got more material. Go out and look who we've had on our shows and who we're going to keep getting on our shows. It is absolutely exceptional. As I've been saying on all the new shows this week, March of this year was our biggest year ever on M&M. And I got to tell you, I thank all of our guests, our family, and most of all, I couldn't do it without everybody. But let me tell you, this has been one hell of a ride already. And as I always say, we got 28 to 30 more years to go. So just get ready. Before I bring Jason in, I'm going to read a short paragraph. And today, on this show, I'm going to read from A Lifetime of Observations and Reflections on and Off the Court, John Wooden. It's called Wooden, Coach John Wooden, with Steve Jamison. And this is something that we really need to talk about more and more. It's called The Opinion of Others. Do not become too concerned about what others may think of you. Be very concerned about what you think of yourself. Too often we care more about a stranger's opinion of us than our own. Your opinion of yourself begins on the inside with your character. What do you believe in? And are you willing to stand up for it despite what others may think or say? It's what my dad meant when he said, be true to yourself. This comes first, then the opinion of others. I'm going to read this one more time. It's what my dad meant when he said, be true to yourself. This comes first, then the opinion of others. In today's world, more than ever, you better have a damn good opinion of yourself and an outlook. Because I'm telling you, if you don't, you'll be ripped down to your knees and struggling the rest of your life. As I said, we got Jason Gregory on here, and I'm going to give you some information on this gentleman momentarily. Number one, he's a musician, a stone lifter, and a steel bender. And if you haven't friended him out on Facebook, I would suggest you do that. And we're going to talk about stone lifting, but Jason did it for 31 days straight. And as you know, this usually always morphs into bigger and bigger things. Jason, welcome back. Happy New Year, my friend. Glad to have you back on the show.
Thank you, Eric. It's a pleasure to be back, and congratulations on the epic growth of FBC.
Yes, sir. Let me tell you, it's something to see these two companies just going berserk. And, you know, it's accident or coincidence or whatever. I mean, most people start one. I end up starting two, which is good in itself. Is there anything else you want to get out here, brother, before we start?
Let's see. Well, I'm a father. I have a 4-year-old daughter, and my occupation is a rework grinder. I grind aero parts. So other than that, that's pretty much it.
Okay. Well, this is very interesting. As everyone knows here, they know stones around here are big, and we're bringing in more and more people that are very proficient in stones. But as I've told everybody from the beginning, it doesn't matter to us what you lift. We want you to come in here. We want you to be part of the family. And as Jason will describe to you what he has done, I want everybody at some point in their life to get into this. I don't, you know, as I say, we start everybody with sandbags here, but I've never seen one person that hasn't gravitated to a stone. Very important stuff. There's something about it that just sets you off. I mean, I'm sure we're going to get into this more and more. So, Jason, build it up. Give us a description of what you decided to do. I know this was last summer, but give us a little bit of history into the stone background with you. And also, How did you come up with 31 days? And take us through the whole thing, and, you know, we'll break it down and talk about it, but start us off, please.
Okay. So basically, I was just getting a little bit stagnant in my other training. I was doing a lot of grip training and steel bending, as I normally do, and some other things. And I was lifting stones and doing some carrying here and there, but nothing very consistent, just to kind of break things up. But I was actually listening to one of your shows with Bill Crawford, okay. And he was talking about lifting stones every day. And I was like, you know what? I love doing it, so I should just give it a shot and see how long I can go. So basically I had two stones I was working with. One was about 150 pounds and the other one was 170 pounds. And they're both totally different shapes.
Mm-hmm.
So like the summer before, because I've had these stones for a while, actually my friend went and we picked them up in his truck, and he had them for a while, and we lifted them the summer before. And the 170 pound stone, which we I call the potato,
okay,
because it's shaped just like a giant potato, basically.
Yep.
But I could lift this thing, you know, once or twice the summer before, but it was really heavy for me. So I really wanted to kind of own that stone this last summer. So I decided to just lift every day, and I started. The first day I started just with one lift of the 150 pound, just lift and hold, and then I just dropped it and walked away. And the next day, did the same thing, just a couple more lifts, and basically throughout the whole thing was me building singles with the 150, and then slowly getting into the 170, and throughout the 31 days, just building up to more and more lifts and carries and holds. And I started realizing different things with certain, you know, the carries and the holds were making a big difference, and just little modifications every day, but just mainly keeping the discipline to lift every day. 'Cause I mean, obviously you're going to be tired one day, and keep in mind, I was working in, a lumber mill 8 to 10 hours a day.
Yep.
So, you know, I was getting plenty of physical labor in, and then coming home and lifting stones.
Absolutely. You know, one thing too that I want to get into here, obviously, we all know no matter how many days a week we work out, we're going to have the highs and lows. You know, some days we recover better than others. We go into a workout, we're either on the money or we got to be smart enough now to step back a little bit, and maybe what you're planning on going at 90% today's got to be 85-80, and that keeps us going. But going 31 days, obviously you had to be going through a lot of highs and lows with it. Give everybody a little description. I mean, obviously we know that you would have to temper workouts. Maybe you get two or three in a row where you're on fire. Tell everybody, I mean, I think you said before, but correct me if I'm wrong, that you were doing singles with them. But take everybody through, you know, this is very important too, I'm going to say to you, and I really want you to impress upon everybody what you felt mentally, because this is big medicine, 31 days straight. So let's go with that, brother, and just give everybody a little bit about what you were going through with that.
Okay, well, yeah, well, so like you said, there was highs and lows. I mean, some days I was doing, you know, maybe 10 to 12 singles with the 150 and 12 singles with the 170, which was a lot of work for me. And then there was other days where, you know, something came up, you know, maybe I went to the river that day and swam around or something. You know, yep, I mean, it was summertime, so I was doing a lot of things. And then I would come home and I'd be like, oh, I got to lift again.
Yeah.
So then I would just do like one or two lifts, or maybe I would lift, you know, lift the big one and just hold it for as long as I could, then drop it. And it was like, okay, I trained today, you know,
It's
very, very like, you know, I definitely modified it to my feeling that day, but overall, I was just trying to push it, and mentally, I just felt stronger and stronger every day, because it was like, okay, well, as long as I'm getting it done,
yep,
that's all that really matters, because it was just more of a like a discipline challenge for me.
Yeah.
So, but I did notice, man, as I went on, I mean, I'm looking at my training log here. I mean, I just kept getting stronger and just hold, you know, longer holds.
Yep.
Longer carries. I mean, it definitely just, I built it small. I started small enough to where I didn't gas out.
Yeah.
Early on, you know?
Well, and here's the thing too, I want to find out, obviously, what was your, you know, just describe, this is interesting because I know what these things can do to you. Describe your body type, obviously, you know, if you want to. No pressure. But did you gain more muscle? If you had body fat you want to lose, did you gain more weight? Did you lose weight? What went on with you metabolically, let alone mentally, with this stuff? Because this is what I think the attraction of all that stuff is this. Not only is it the outdoors, get out in the fresh air, get out of these confined gyms, which are just antiseptic in nature and really don't want you doing much in them unless you find a hardcore. But that's going to be few and hard, far between. You're lucky Will Dinwiddie's in your neck of the woods, so you got a place if you want to go there. But most people are not that lucky. So what did your body type look like after 31 days of this?
Okay, so, I mean, I'm a pretty lean guy,
yep.
Like next to no body fat. So, I mean, what I did notice, several things. Initially, you know, anyone who's lifted stones, they know their forearms get scraped up pretty bad. Because
mm-hmm.
I don't wear any, like, sleeves or anything. I mean, I just didn't have anything. So, initially, my forearms were pretty mangled like the first week or so, but after a while it was weird. It was like they didn't get scratched up anymore.
Yeah.
The skin on my forearms literally like got tougher to where like I wasn't getting scabs on them anymore.
Yep.
It was very strange. And definitely I noticed with the holds made the big difference more in terms of muscularity. Like the singles were making me stronger, it seemed like, but
oh, yeah.
When I would do these, I would lift up to chest height and just hold it
yep.
for as long as I could, and the next day I would feel it definitely like in my back and stuff, and my upper back definitely gained some size.
Yep.
And also the tendons in my wrist seemed to get bigger and more pronounced. I mean, I'm bending steel at this particular time. I was bending steel a lot, so
yep,
I mean,
yep.
I do labor, so I got
sure
pretty good tendons, but yeah, they seemed to really just like pop out after a while, so that was kind of cool.
Yeah,
and definitely my like bicep, lower arm, and everything kind of just got a little bit more ripped. So
yeah, I mean, those are the areas. Anytime you got to hold and walk, I'm telling you, that's what I keep telling people. You want to get super strong, super thick, and have those tendons that are just like pieces of steel. I mean, literally, a cable. That you've just hit the right thing. And the thing with, and I think we're doing a very good job of this right now, of teaching people what this stuff can do for you. And how, yeah, it's not a barbell, and I'm not saying give up a barbell. I would never do that, because if you listen to our shows, we always talk about building base. But as Bud Jeffries and I were talking about in our last show, we both believe, and I mean this totally, we both believe that stonework is basic. And by that, when I say basic, okay, we talk about the basics in weightlifting. All right, and we definitely know what this stuff can do. Basic, I mean, if you don't have the squat, deadlift, and some form of a press under your belt, you're going to be in trouble, all right? I don't care what they tell you, you don't need it. You hear this all the time. Well, I play this sport, so why do I need to train with weights? Well, here's what I'll tell you, and I said it this morning with Janelle Pica. The first injury you have, I got news for you, they're going to have you in the weight room. But most programs are going to have you doing it now anyways. But the whole thing I want to say about this is this. You need to build the base. I think the stones are definitely the base. I really do. And it's and the best way I can describe it to you is this. I live in upstate New York. We have had the most bizarre weather the last month I've ever probably seen. It's unbelievable. But it's the way it is. And I don't equate it with anything other than this is how it is and you're going to deal with it. Okay. Stones and sandbags, obviously you got to be very careful when everything's outside and you're living where we do, where things can freeze, blah, 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 blah. But when I even hear a vocal at anybody that, hey, we're talking about this, that, and the other thing, I've got multiple barrels, I'll take and pile a bunch of stones and a bunch of sandbags on the barrels. Sometimes I cover them, sometimes I don't. But I'll tell you one thing, they come off the barrels a hell of a lot easier than trying to break them off the ground with a sledgehammer. So I always prepare for that. But the point I want to make, and I'm going to circle the wagon now totally, is this. That stone and sandbag lifting alone, we've got the three movements we're using for our new product. Those three movements alone, barring anything you've had medically or surgically where you couldn't perform them, I can tell you that they will literally do multiple things to you. The way you set it up, you can lose weight. But as you're losing weight, you're gaining muscle, believe it or not. Number two, you can have endurance like nothing you've ever felt before. Number three, you want to talk about getting bigger? You heard Jason say that. I'm telling you right now, your fingers, your wrists, your forearm, well, let's go right everywhere in your body. But if you really want stuff that people are going to see, which everyone sees your arms, I got news for you. Your arms will get humongous when you start carrying big things and lifting big things and bear hugging big things. You'll have forearms on, you know, they love to talk about Popeye. I mean, you want to talk about Popeye forearms, you'll get them. Biceps, I can tell you, when you hug one of the Hoosa Steel stones here or anything big like that, literally it feels like it's going to tear your friggin' biceps right off you. I've already had a tear. I don't want another. I'm exaggerating a little bit, but there is quite a bit of pull. That's why I emphasize, and I've had arguments with people even lately that tell me I'm full of shit to tell people to do bicep work. I wish I did more bicep work before I tore mine. I'm not saying that would have, would not stopped it, but I think it would have. I just think that it was a cold day. I pulled it at the wrong angle. Boom, it went. It happens. This is part of what we do. But the whole thing is stone lifting in itself. I mean, you know, Jason referred to the show Bill Crawford and I did. I remember Bill telling me offline that lifting these slabs every day, he said he found two, and this is really interesting. Not only did everything get bigger, especially like in his fingers, he said his fingers are huge. And we all know if you want to be a successful stone lifter, you got to have the fingers or it's not, it might come up, but you're not going to hold it, believe me. And we can get into that further on in the show. But he found that not only did his musculature get bigger, his ligaments and tendons got bigger. He said they were literally sticking out. You could see them like Jason was talking about. But the two things that he found that was, and I found it very interesting, his skin started getting thicker, and his beard and anything like that got very heavy. Now, what would you say to that? Well, I would say probably Bill, even though Bill might be 50 now, he probably was a man-making testosterone machine / growth hormone. And not only that, that stuff does major stuff, as we just talked about, mentally. I'm telling you right now, it'll be very hard to fold your hand up with anything. And I mean that as in a gambling talk with cards. Because once you get to that point with that stuff, Other than yourself or just being off that day, this stuff isn't going to break you too much. It's going to just enhance who you are, enhance your lifting, your rock lifting, your barbells. Because one beautiful thing that a lot of people don't mention is you go out and start lifting stones for 31 days. Watch what happens when you're under a bar or over it. All right, Jason, comment on Anthony and let's go.
Yeah, definitely as far as the mental aspect, I mean, as I continued through these 31 days, I just felt, I just felt lethal after a while just because, yeah. I mean, not only it was like, oh, I have to do this today because I told myself I'm going to do it every day. So like, got to do it. And then just the harshness of stone lifting itself. I mean, you know, with a bar, you pick it up with your hands and stuff. There's not a whole lot of, I mean, certain lifts, there's not a whole lot of other body contact.
Yeah.
But with stones, you know, for me, I was picking them up off the ground, getting them to my lap and pulling them up to chest and squeezing them as hard as I could. And when that stone presses against your body, it's just so harsh. So, I mean, it just felt like it was tempering my body.
Yeah.
Because it was so hard. And it's just, I mean, the stones, the 170-pound stone weighs more than I do. So, I mean, it was a pretty good lift for me.
Yeah.
And just doing that day in, day out, it just felt like it was making my body so much harder.
Like, and it will. And, you know, go ahead. Yeah, and that's the whole thing. What you end up becoming with stuff like that is, look, you're never going to hear me say get away from barbells. Never. But I'm telling you, stone lifting is a whole different, you know, it's a whole different experience. And this is why I'm so passionate about sandbags and stones. And when we've got little kids now, I've got my nephew, 6 years old, using them. I have to think for a second. John Patrick's daughter's using them. We got Charlie Oliphant, who is one of the greatest lifters over in Scotland. He sends a thing on Etched in Stone the other day of his son, Lawrence. Kid's 7 years old, and you know, Charlie obviously made the spheres for him. His technique is like flawless, man. And I'm telling you right now, we're going to start out a group of young stone lifters like you've never seen before, because I can't emphasize more than ever with this stuff that this, if you get them when they're young and you don't have to force them, obviously, because kids take to this stuff. I don't force my nieces and nephews. They come and ask me, or I'll go out and say, hey, look at this, look what I built today. Immediately, they're flipping a tire. I got a little 15-inch tire for them. I've got sandbags set up for them. I've got stones set up for them. Let me tell you something. Whether they stay with this or not, they are learning things now that if most adults, and I'll say, don't learn. But the confidence factor, the adulation, the expectancy, you know, and showing a kid that, hey, I'm very proud of you, you don't know how far that carries, man. And it's very, very exciting to see, like, Kelly Johnson, who's on here, and she does a lot of my branding now. She's got a 3-year-old daughter lifting sandbags, man. I mean, you know, not big ones, but who cares? The point of the matter I'm making is what Jason's doing and everybody else is doing is, I'm telling you right now, you are creating a body that I don't believe anything else can build. There's plenty of things out there. We know it. We all do it here. Whether it's farmer's walks, tire flipping, you name it. I think they're all brutal, and they do wonders for the body. But there's just something about a stone and a sandbag that sets the tone. And I'll just say from my end, me. So I'm going to speak for me, and we'll see what Jason said. So, Jason, you've done enough stuff through the years with the weights, and, I mean, you've worked some massive manual labor and everything. What's your feeling with a stone or a sandbag? Do you feel that pursued in time, and I'm talking growing with it, bigger and bigger and bigger, more distance, more movements, whatever. What is your feeling body comp, what you'd look like, say, after a couple of years of that?
There's no doubt you could probably build an incredible body. I mean, definitely muscular. And, I mean, there's definitely a cardio aspect from carrying stones. So, I mean, I don't see why you couldn't really build like an all-around strength athlete using stones and odd objects like that. I mean, anyone who's tried it, you just know right away it's no joke. So, I mean, it's just a matter of, you know, your discipline. If that's what you like to do, then maybe try what I did and go for, you know, a certain amount of time straight and just experiment. That's what, you're not competitive and it's fun, but you can just do whatever you want. So
yeah, and you know, not only that, you talked competitor. I just think that, you know, you talked about endurance there, cardio. I equate it all into that. I'll tell you right now, there's not much out there that can even match that enduring. Because think about this. Think about back way back to the times, even though, and people did it. We're talking primitive cultures. We're talking even probably up to, I don't know, maybe the 50s in the United States. More people were spread out. There weren't the cars there are today. People had to walk a lot of times to families' homes or friends. There weren't all the tools now that make our life that much easier. You had to go out and chop wood, you know, and you had to stack wood, and you had to go out and move things, and you had to go out and plant things by hand. I mean, we do it now in a smaller version of it. But, folks, do you understand where I'm getting at here is, look, I said this morning with Janelle when she was on here. I have nothing against technology. God knows I need it for what I do. All right? And it's made life easier in some experiences and others. I think it's taken away. And one of the things I'm struggling with people right now, because I especially see a lot of the younger kids with the obesity and the diabetes, and it's rampant through every age group, but you see it really coming along in children. And the mortality rate is, you're starting to see a lot more younger people dying, which is pretty scary. And a lot of it you can attribute it to very poor work ethic, not worrying about things like that, of being in shape. You know, I think it's readily more accepted now to not say things to people because nobody wants anybody to feel bad anymore, et cetera, et cetera. That's a whole nother show. But the point I want to make here is simple things, little simple. I see my nieces and nephews. You know, you bring something like that, or they come over here, and they're like, what's that? And I'll explain it to them. And I always make sure I've got something very light here, like 8 pounds, because they're strong enough to handle that. And, you know, right away, the first thing they say to me is, can you show me how to use it? You bet I'm gonna, man. I'm gonna be right on that. So what we're showing here, and what we're taking here, and what we're building here, is second to none. And I've said this before. If I had a school, you can bet your last dollar, there wouldn't be ribbons given out to people that don't earn it. What would happen is we would have an area, we would have a gymnasium where these children would be trained. They would understand the value of health. And I'm going to say that before anything else here. If we don't have our health, Jason doesn't lift stones, Eric doesn't lift stones, we don't lift iron, et cetera, et cetera. That's the most paramount thing. And I've also said, too, and people like are like, why? I would also teach economics at a young age. And they're like, well, what does that mean? It matters totally, because you need to learn how to work, appreciate your money, learn how to make right investments and things like that. Well, they're only 7 years old. Yeah, have you ever talked to a seven-year-old? Yes. I said, do you ever see how quick a seven-year-old learns? They're like sponges, man. And you can teach them right, or you can teach them wrong, or you can teach them positive, or you can teach them negative. The point of the matter of this whole conversation right now that I've been talking about here is this. I have a responsibility in my own mind and heart, especially with this show, to where all of our family of guests and our family of listeners, we need to spread the message here. Whether it's 31 days of stone lifting, whether it's twice a week, whether it's getting your five-year-old son or daughter, just moving, mobility, This is the stuff that you make dreams come true of. This is where these little things we're doing now, just like a garden, you put a seed in, you take care of it, water it a little bit, let the sun take over and Mother Nature, and away you go. Weed it a little bit if you need to. What does it end up producing? Something very strong. Have you ever, at the end of the year when you have to clean your garden up, go to pull some of those plants? They are still rooted deeply in that are 4 months old, a lot of them, at least in mine. Well, why not can't you root to what you believe in and do and stay with that for the next 100 years of your life? All right, Jason, it's all yours, man.
Yeah, man, you touched on a lot of great things. I mean,
thanks.
Really, yeah, like you said, I mean, it's about just, I mean, especially it's summer now. I mean, just get outside, and if you like lifting, then get outside. You know, I bring my daughter with me. She hangs out with me in the garage, or if I'm out lifting stones, and, you know, we mess around with some things. And it's just really about, you know, kids need to learn how to use their body, and you know, just they learn from watching you, and they see that you're having fun doing something like that. So it's, they don't associate, you know, any lifting with any negative things. It's just all
right.
It's all good. I mean, the whole thing's positive. You're outside. So yeah. And I think, you know, I think I'm, what I'm just going to do this summer, because see, unfortunately in the Northwest here, it rains
yeah.
a lot.
Yeah.
So I really only have, you know, this spring, summer, fall, really to lift stones outside. Otherwise, it's just muddy.
Yeah.
And it's absolutely, I mean, if I don't mind cold, but when it's raining on your stones and it's muddy, and it's a real pain.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think I'm just going to do the same thing again this year, but probably just go longer. And I think I might just get a little bit more methodical with it, as far as maybe take some before pictures and then some after, and kind of compare and do the experience again, but probably just longer.
Yeah, I mean, that would be slick, because obviously you're going to improve vastly. And when you get out, you know, say you do it for, let's just say, 45 days. There's going to be a whole different, you're going to see things in you that you didn't see before. You're going to lift things better than you did before. You know, as we always say here, maybe you change the angle, the trajectory of the stone. But there's a million things you can do. And the thing with stones, sandbags, whatever you want to get into, we all know the movements alone, the exercises alone can be endless. And, you know, it's a very interesting prospect to go do something like that, because, as we all know, fear is a big divider with everything, and it's a big divider in weightlifting, and this is how I'm going to tell you, equate it. When you lack the confidence and you've been doing something forever, you know, and let's just leave it to barbells there, I don't know, not everybody can convince themselves, or at first they'll be very timid about it, to doing something like this. But I'm going to tell you, and we'll ask Jason in a moment, this is something that's ingrained in your DNA, whether you want to believe it or not. I'm telling you right now, you get your hands around a stone, a sandbag, or both, I would be utterly amazed if you didn't come back and tell me, when can I come back here and train again? And I'd be like, come back 2 days from now. Okay, I'll be there. As you think about this more and more, as it touches upon you more and more, and as you, what I'm going to say it's always done to me is, it's engaged my mind big time. And I'm not saying barbells don't, but it engages me in a different way, because let's face it, everything in lifting is this: either you do it or you don't. That's what I love about lifting.
Exactly.
Because no excuses. All right, we all have bad days, you know, Jason was saying too, and I've been out in it. Shit, I'm out walking in knee-high snow with them, all right? They're falling out of my hands. I can't hold them anymore because everything's icing up. You can wear any type of shirt. I got news for you. They also make tacky for cold. Not going to help you, folks. It's not going to help you. And the thing is, that engagement is what I really love about all of it. It's something that until you do it, I could describe it to you, but it's almost like it feels to me almost, you know, I can remember a few things that always stuck in my mind. You know, I look at it when I'm carrying that stuff, especially when the weather is like, you shouldn't even be outside, let alone doing that. And what I'll say is it feels almost like fireworks going off in my head, literally, because now my central nervous system seems to be engaged even more because I'm dealing with things that normally aren't around me, you know, whether it's foot-high snow, 10 below, you know, wind blowing so hard when you're trying to walk the stone and blowing the snow up into your eyes that literally you got to keep putting it down because you're blind, basically, you know. And if the sun's out, as they say, you go snow blind too. It's a pretty wild proposition. But yet, I will stay out there and do that till I don't want to do it anymore, till I'm either too cold, too wet, or I feel I've reached the point of no return. And then there's another thing that it does to me too. And I never forgot this line. In my favorite Hulk in 2008, and that's the way I like the Hulk to look. That was with Liv Tyler in it. And I can remember her talking to, I wish I could remember his name, the guy that played the Hulk. I can't think of his name off the top of my head right now.
Is that Edward Norton?
Ed Norton, you got it. Thank you. And they're in the hotel room. And they were talking about, oh, no, they were in the car trying to get back. And she said to him, what does it feel like? And he said, it felt like somebody was pouring battery acid on my brain. Now, I don't know if it's that intense, but it's probably pretty close. There's times when I'm out there with that stuff where it feels like literally my head's going to explode. Because the concentration level, the aggression, I mean, we're going to be filming lots more stuff coming up, too. The aggression levels that I exert at times are pretty scary, man. It's like, if you ever were in front of me, I'd run you right over. I wouldn't even see you. And that would be 300 pounds of body weight with probably at least a minimum of a 250-pound hoose of steel stone. What I'm saying is, there's things that this stuff does to me that nothing else I've ever done. I've played plenty of sports. I've been weightlifting for decades, et cetera, et cetera. The harshest stuff in the rack with all the dead stop, which is pretty close, believe me. But there's just one little factor about it, and I don't know if I can touch upon it, but it pushes a different button in me than anything else. That's why I stress that we all need to go out and try this. Not try it. Do it. It is something I believe the majority of people, I don't care how docile or timid or you haven't done anything for 25 years, you get a little bit of taste of this stuff, and I guarantee you, you're going to have a whole different taste bud towards all this. So take it away, Jason.
Yeah, it's for me, it's you know, I'm not afraid of any of this stuff at all. I'm just so hungry.
Yeah.
I just have a hunger for it. I just want to get out and blast metal and, you know, take my little hour away from all my responsibilities and just be as barbaric as I can be.
Yeah.
And, you know, I got this other stone sitting in my yard and it's one that I haven't lifted yet. And so I look at that thing every day. This whole week, I've been looking at it every day, getting rained on. I'm like, this summer, man, you're going down.
That's and great.
That's what's going to happen, man. That's
yeah.
So, but yeah, but such a hunger. I just wanted.
Yeah.
It's so simple. I mean, they're right there. You don't have to drive anywhere or whatever.
Nope.
I mean,
nope.
Just go out and lift it.
But so simple, but yet it'll put you on your knees like nothing. You know what I mean? It's like, that is what
simple,
I love.
Not easy.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing. But.
And that's what I love about it more than ever. It's like, you know, I've talked to people about this. Oh, it's just a stone, just a sandbag. I said, really? You ought to come on over and just see if it's just a stone or just a sandbag. Because I've got a lot of strong friends that are very good off the ground. And I'm not naming names. And Bill Crawford's talked about it too. You could have a 220-pound Atlas stone. And it might come off the ground a little bit. But half of the time, they can't even lap it. That's a big letdown when you're deadlifting 600-700 plus and you can't pull a 220-pound Atlas stone off the ground. What that does, and it did it to me too, it suddenly puts things in perspective, let me tell you. That, you know what, you might be strong, but maybe you're not as strong as you think you are. That stuff will do two things to you. It will humble you and make you never go near it again, or it'll humble you and you'll have a fire like the biggest furnace you've ever seen before.
Yes, that's okay. Exactly. Yeah, you took the words right out of, yeah, that's it right there.
Yeah, it's, and is not life worth that? Isn't that the idea? Don't you want something to, I say to myself all the time, you know, it doesn't bother me if you're going to try to beat me through the cement. I'm going to come back up. I'm not going to worry about it. And that type of attitude and that type of training will do it. We'll do it. It's not going to, and you know what? I'm not going to tell anybody with my products or anything. 90 days is not going to make you look like the models on TV. But let me tell you something. The 90 days you come and do that stuff, and especially if you're in upstate New York, come here, I'll train you. I guarantee you, and I'll make a guarantee on it, in 90 days you will not believe what you will be. And that's if you adhere to what the principles are here with diet and nutrition and how we do things. And then, obviously, how we execute the three movements here on Etched in Stone. You will become, in 90 days, a powerhouse like you haven't been in 25 years. Now, are you still going to need a lot of work? Absolutely. But I'm going to tell you something. When the alarm goes off at 6 in the morning, you're not going to be snapping the snooze button or whatever you're going to be doing for another 15 minutes. You're going to jump your ass right out of bed and get started. These are the things that this type of training does. It takes your head and twists it back to the 360 degrees it used to be. You're no longer sitting on the sidelines complaining, oh, I can't get up. Life sucks. I hate work. I hate my wife. I hate my kid. That shit's all going to go away, man. And it's not going to be instantaneously, but you're going to start overriding all that stuff. And believe me, if you give it the rest of your lifetime, you will be the best version of anything you could ever imagine. Jason, you know, summarize anything you want to do. Take your time. Anything you need to give out, be my guest. I'll give out my information. Hang on the line, and we'll get something set up, if you would, please.
Okay. Well, first of all, Eric, thanks for having me back. I really appreciate it.
No problem, my friend.
So I think what I'm going to do this year is I'm thinking I'm going to start in June, which I go longer, and I'll make sure to put up pictures on the internet so everyone can see the before and after.
Awesome.
And shoot more videos and stuff.
Well, not to interrupt you, but what I was going to say, put them up wherever you want, but, you know, click Etched in Stone, too. We'd love to have you on there, my friend. Anytime, okay, sure. You know, now you want to write it, send it, anything you want to do, because what you're doing is exactly what we're doing here. We are going to educate, and we're going to spread this stuff like nothing you've ever seen before. So I didn't mean to interrupt, but I wanted to get that out so I didn't forget that.
No, yeah, that's fine. Yeah, I'll be sure to do that just so, you know, people can get a better idea of, like, you know, I mean, like I said, it is an experiment, so there's no guarantee of anything. But, I mean, there's going to be results no matter what from going this long. But so, yeah, we'll see how that goes. But, you know, I'm just looking forward to it. And, you know, I look forward to seeing other people put their stuff up on the internet too.
Sure.
As far as lifting. I mean, it seems like there's just been a lot more of it going on, so it's always cool to look at.
Well, we've been pushing the life out of this, and the guys over in Europe, you know, they've sent me notes thanking me because it's very important. And I know that we can start a large group of different varieties of ages all the way through doing this. You know, we see so many of these fad things that are out there and everybody doing it. Okay, well, why don't we go national and we'll do our own infomercials and start spreading the wealth of sandbags and stones. And I don't want to ever hear anybody tell me it can't be done, because there's nothing that can't be done, period. Anything else you got, brother?
That's pretty much it. So, okay. I mean, as always, just with everybody listening, you know, just keep going with your training and have fun with it.
Absolutely. This is Motivation Muscle Streaming Radio 24/7. Go out to Fiorella Barbell Co. As I said in the beginning, go out and check out all our brand new. We got three brand new products. Every one of them's a winner. Also, go out to motivationmuscle.com/category/podcast. As I said, just go out and look at all the shows Jason and I have done. And there's so many others out there. Like I said, we're closing on 700. Go out to iTunes and Stitcher. Give us a 5-star review. That's what we get. We appreciate that. Go out to AHA. That's AHA. That's a directory. And you can get Motivation Muscle 24/7 streaming radio on any new car. They all have the radio capability. And I believe Alpine is making one now where you can put it in your car and get the same. If there's a show you'd like Jason and I to do, Fiorella Barbell at NICAP.R.com. Also, too, I'll leave you with this multitude of stuff. Someone seeks you out in the gym or the concrete jungle, never be afraid to give someone words of inspiration. 5 words will change your life. Also, as my mom said, never be afraid to say hello to someone or give them a smile. That might be all they get that day. If you're going to lift it, bend it, break it, tear it, squat it, press it, pull it. If you're going to lift stones, turn them into dust. And as the great Hoos of Steel Crusher Stone says in blood red, domination. We are domination. We don't follow anyone's path. We clear cut our own. Dominate, obliterate, and dent everything in your path. And as Russell Fur says, who's listened to Eminem from the beginning and who has also been on the show, when I listen to your shows, I swear there's testosterone dripping out of my speakers. We will say that for the next 28 to 30 years, my friend. Also, too, Frank Klein, who was my greatest business professor in college, repetition, repetition, repetition. My dad, be a leader, not a follower, be a leader, not a follower. John Ridge, who was my chiropractor for years, who was like a father figure because I lost my pop long before I met John. And we're going on 3 years of losing John, which I miss extremely big time. John would walk every patient in the door, no matter how busy he was, and he said 2 words that I dare you not to smile. He used to say, keep smiling on your worst and best day. I walk around sometimes and just say it to myself. Those 2 words can change your whole day. Keep smiling. Be a steward of strength. Don't stand on the side of the road and watch the world go by. Tell 100 of your friends because we're coming. We're not going to knock on your door. We will kick it in. Be part of our family. Be part of this big revolution here. Also, too, another big thing is this. As Les Brown says, you all have greatness, but we'll take it 2 steps further. We got your back, and we believe in you. And I don't know many people in today's world that would ever put that out. But then again, we're not ordinary. We're extraordinary, and we want that for you. Jason, thanks for being on, brother. Happy New Year. This is the first time we've talked, obviously. It was a pleasure, and we will have you back, my friend.
Thank you, Eric.
Anytime, sir. Sir, for Jason Gregory, this is Eric Fiorello. I'll have this show definitely up next week because we're doing an older show and a newer show, obviously, to talk about the new products we have out. We'll get Jason back. And all I can say is you now have 4 days to do something magnificent. Obviously, you have your whole life. Now I'm emphasizing things weekly here. Think about it. Go out and do something great. Don't sit around. And you know what? No matter what anybody tells you, you tell them that I can do it. Don't let anybody ever sway you into giving up your dream. Thanks, everyone. We will talk to you soon, and have a great week.
Thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.